Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Laura Canfield Show, the Awaken the Happiness Now Global Series. Thank you so much for being here. I can't talk. You know, there's something going on with my throat, and I can't talk, and I'm suddenly cold. So this is going to be a really interesting conversation. And so my good friend Teresa V is back with us today. And I'm so excited because we had such wonderful conversations the last couple of times that we talked. Just wonderful. So much high vibe, energies. Oh, my God. So today we're going to be talking about creating incredible health and vibrancy now. Yay! Which is like, oh, maybe this is why we're having this conversation, because that's like what's going on with me right at the moment. This week has been crazy. And so we're going to talk about that too, what's been going on this week. So today with Teresa, we're going to be talking about, you know, we know the healing can take place in an instant. We know that. But despite that, many of us don't really believe that it can happen for us. And what is it about that? And why self-care makes many of us want to scream, and why it's actually a radical act, and in these times, a radical act of defiance. We'll talk about that. I know, right? I'm getting these, how moving more fully into living in a moment-to-moment paradigm is full of infinite potential for creation. Absolutely. And how and why we don't trust that, and the mass consciousness is working in opposition to that. How joy is essential to our health. That we have accidentally started using spirituality to move into blame instead of compassion with our own bodies when we need healing, and the depth to which global healing and personal healing are interwoven, and why we're able to heal much quicker than we used to individually and collectively when we allow ourselves to heal, and how we can best utilize angelic support for healing and energy in our day-to-day life. So for those of you who don't know Teresa, she's been with us a couple of times. I'm going to say at least two times before this. I feel like even more, but at least two times before this. And so, you know, I just absolutely adore Teresa. I love her energy. I love what she brings to the calls and to the conversation. I love her connection to spirit and to the angels. And so Teresa is an international speaker, a spiritual teacher, a mentor, facilitator of healing, and angelic channel. She calls the people who feel that they should have attended Xavier School for Gifted Youngsters before being sent out into the real world, into their greatness, helping them to create greater health and vibrancy while assisting them in finding the strength in their sensitivity and guiding them in the use of these superpowers. Teresa is a visionary, a love warrior, and a fierce stand for love who has been assisting others to accept their own power for more than 15 years. She empowers sensitives to stand in the truth of who they really are, so that they can live their purpose and feel more alive and fulfilled. Awesome. I love it. Oh my goodness. So Teresa, welcome back to the show.
Thank you for having me. I'm like super excited to be here. I always love this community, and we just have the best time. So I'm really happy to be here.
Yay. And I know that you were just traveling recently, so you might be a little bit tired too from being away and just getting back, right?
I took a red eye back. I got back at like 6 a.m. yesterday. So yesterday I was pretty much delirious all day. So if I stop making sense, just let me know.
I totally get it. You know, and I was going to ask really quickly about this week, the energies. I don't know what's going on because I didn't really check, but I have not been sleeping at all, at all since like last weekend. I blamed it on the full moon. This weekend there was no full moon, so I have no idea, right? So it's like I mean literally getting 3 hours of sleep, 4 hours of sleep, and even that broken up, you know, so I'm not even a full 3-4 hours of sleep. So what's right. going on, do you know?
Yeah, okay, so I do
putting you on the spot.
Yeah, well, I do some work with a friend of mine who is really into like the codes and stuff like that. And she said right now we're entering a gate where the diamond core body codes are actually being upgraded. So our physical system is actually getting an upgrade. And for what I've seen for a lot of people too, is this is a huge time of upgrade in everything. So, you know, in mental and emotional relationships, where it's just like all of a sudden over the last couple of days, people are like, I can't go this way anymore. I have to completely shift, or I have to let this go, or it's time for me to make this huge leap of faith. So it's almost mm-hmm. like all of that tension that's been in our system is being exacerbated so that we take an action. And And that's been really interesting to observe, because I just expected, oh, the codes are going to be upgraded, you know, but it's like there's actually a lot of tension being created. So
I love it. I love it. So it's this is about creation and getting you moving. And so, like, you know, when I've been like not sleeping, it's like I've been, you know, asking my body what's going on, and it's a lot of heat. It's like, why am I so, you know, so, and it was not, you know, because in the apartment it's not hot or anything like that. So it's like it's an internal heat that's being created, which I know is all about the energy and creation and change. And it's like, all right, it's not the change, but I mean like change, right? But change in my life. And it's funny, you know, because there has been a change since, like, you know, there's so many changes happening. So it's like, yeah, that's right on. That's spot on. Thank you.
Totally.
So much sense.
Yeah. And I find it interesting now that you've gotten cold right before this call, because so I'll tell you all that Archangel Raphael told me that coming into this call, he would provide individually whatever we needed most as our healing. So he's going to be transmitting and working with each of us as individuals and as a collective throughout the call, because there's a lot of stuff that binds us together, and there's a lot of stuff we're working on individually. So so just say yes in your heart if you're open to Raphael working with you. But what I love is that you're cold. And for me, when I'm in session, sometimes I need to be cooled down. And it feels like that's really what you needed today, is to receive this blast of cold air to counter and to rebalance your system for all this heat and all this fire that's been coming. So, so I love that, because, you know, I forget that sometimes. And so when you came in, and Raphael was like, yeah, she really needed to be cooled off.
definitely. And that's what I'm, you know, when I suddenly get cold all of a sudden, I know it's just energy shifting, right? I know it's not cold in the apartment, there's, you know, but I have to, like, I'm gonna put on a long sleeve shirt, you know, because it's like I was wearing short sleeve shirt before, so I'm gonna put on a long sleeve shirt and then, you know, put on my soft woolly socks, you know. It's like, absolutely, I'll be fine in a few minutes, I'm sure. But yeah. Thank you. Yes, I'm definitely going to be receiving from Archangel Raphael. Always willing. Yes, yes, yes. Thank you, thank you, thank you. So we are going to be taking some caller questions throughout the conversation. So if you do, you know, if you do have a question for Teresa, you can raise your hand, or you can type in your question in the chat. If you don't know how to raise your hand, somebody in the chat will tell you, because even I don't know sometimes.
Or just turn on your camera and go like this.
Yeah. So I may not see it, because I only see the people that are there, but yes.
I'm looking.
Oh, welcome, Betsy. I was thinking of you. Hope you're doing well. Yeah. Okay. So I'm glad you're here. Thank you for being here. All right, everyone. Yeah, definitely. Yes, yes, yes. Okay. So let's start this conversation. What does it mean, you know, to create incredible health and vibrancy now? Because we all would like that for our lives, because when we are healthy, when we are feeling vibrant, we can create more in our lives, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so this is such a great time for this as well. So most people don't know, because sometimes it feels like when I talk about this stuff, it's a little bit of a disconnect. Most people don't know that I'm an incredibly credentialed health and wellness professional as well. So, so for me, as a light worker, as an empath, having spiritual strength and resiliency, as well as physical strength and resiliency, has gone hand in hand. Mm-hmm. So it's really important right now, because we are at a time where we can create whatever it is that we think. So we need to be in our highest vibration pretty much regularly, so that we can create the world that we want to see, both personally and globally. And so for a lot of us, you know, we fall into illness sometimes, every human being does, you know, or we fall into taking on other people's stuff too much, or not feeling as energized as we want. So this is really the time for us to focus on getting our health, getting our vibrancy to where we want, because this is the time where the magic can happen. Mm. You know, there are people and forces using this time to create from a very different place than anyone on this call would be creating from. And they are incredibly well sourced and incredibly strong. And for us, sometimes we kind of take a back seat and we feel not as strong because we show up in a more loving way as opposed to a more in your face way. And what I'm saying is these are all stories. So mm-hmm. we need to release the story and really feel comfortable getting in there and doing the things for ourselves that we need to be as strong, as resilient, and as vibrant as possible. Because if we have the resources, then we are going to disperse them. We are going to share them. We are going to create with intention and integrity. And so why shouldn't we be the ones doing that? And it's really important. So I can't even urge you enough to do all the things.
I love it. And, you know, I'm glad we're talking about physical health as well, because, you know, if you're physically not well, you know, it's a limitation on what you can create. It's a limitation on how much joy you can experience. Can I say that? Does that?
Yeah.
Right? So yeah. Go ahead.
It's a limitation on a lot of things, because you really need to put more into yourself and your well-being at that point in time and your own healing. And a lot of us go out of body as soon as we feel anything in our physical body going off, whether it's emotional, mental, or physical. It's more comfortable for us to just go out of body. But what we really need to heal is to be fully embodied, fully present with our body, and talk to him or her or them and find out what's needed. And with every decision we make, you know, do I need the hot cocoa or do I need the tea or do I need a salad or do I need soup? Like whatever it is, really checking in and finding out what it is we need in the moment. And then through that experience, it actually makes us stronger so that we can then help other people through the same thing, you know, just sometimes by osmosis, sometimes just by having them observe that we were really sick and now we're not. And what mm-hmm. on earth did you do? How can I do this?
Right.
So it's a blessing also as empaths that we can learn from others this way. We can just see someone's journey and they don't even have to tell us about it. We can know what they did and do it ourselves because we're that intuitive. So it's really good.
I love it. Beautiful. Thank you. And that's the thing is, for the longest time, I disregarded my body, right? I didn't think it was important. Everything else was important. I was all up here, right? I'm all up here. But for the past couple of years, I've been focusing more on my body, connecting to my body. What does my body need, right? So I've gotten better, you know, to be honest. But there are still areas where I'm looking at my body, you know, intuitively and even, and it's like, yeah, I'm still missing something, right? And there's still some lack and there's still some things that I can do better, you know? So I'm a work in progress. I get it. I know that, right? But the thing is, it's like we can't just do the energetic and forget about the physical, right? So as much as we all love talking to the angels, doing activations, transmissions, being up there, out there, we can't forget the body, because the body is not just a vehicle, right? But it's our temple, yes, but it's also our partner. You know, we chose this body when we came here, right? So it's about recognizing that, owning up to that, and really bringing our body into the mix to communicate with and create whatever it is we'd like to create, right?
Absolutely. And one of the biggest things, as we always talk about creation and co-creation in spirituality, and one of the biggest missteps I find is that we've been trained and indoctrinated to look at what we put into our body as fuel, right? So like what we eat is just fueling the car, so to speak. But what's actually happening is that everything we put in is actually creating our cells. So mm-hmm. a year from now, every single cell in your body will be a different cell. And so if you start today changing what you're putting in or eliminating something that you think you might be sensitive to, or just paying attention to where you actually spend your time energetically, then you can have a much different body 365 days from now, because every single one of those cells will have been built from the energy you're putting in and from the fuel that you're putting in, like the food that actually creates the physical structures. Mm. So to me, that was one of the most empowering lessons. And I was like, whoa, I can fix and change anything in 365 days. So there we go. You know, if we start today.
but most people don't want to wait 365 days. They want it now.
Yes. Yeah. And that's a thing, right? So healing in instant, we've all heard the story of someone who had just an instantaneous healing. It completely is possible, right? We know that it's possible. But for so many of us, we know it's possible for you, but we don't fully believe that it's possible for us. So it's, there's all of that stuff that gets in the way sometimes. And knowing that creation of anything is an ongoing process. It's not an instantaneous process. And what I've seen is the greatest health changes are the ones that we spend time working on. We're doing a lot of work. It's a daily practice. It's a practice of devotion. And that's sometimes that devotion, those 5 minutes of meditation or the promise to eat fresh vegetables once a day or like whatever it is, mm-hmm. that act of devotion is sending a signal to our body that we love it, right? We love you. Mm-hmm. We're doing all of this. And so our body feels nurtured, not only by what we're giving it, but the actions we're taking. Because so many times we just expect our heart to beat all day long, every day, and we don't even think about it, right? But when we take the moment to say, thank you for beating all day without me having to even think about you or what needs to be done. And I hear that you're asking for kale. So here's the kale, and our body says, oh, we know you don't like this, but thank you so much for giving it to me. Then that's just an act that our body knows we're doing specifically for it because we're in gratitude. And just that change in relationship, as opposed to, why can't you release this extra weight from your thighs? Why does my belly look like this? Why does my hair look like this? Like, the change in dialogue changes everything. It's just that. Wow. Shift in energy that can change our health instantaneously, but then ripple out over time.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that was so powerful. Oh my goodness. I'm still like, oh wow, that was awesome. Thank you. Thank you so much for that. Oh my goodness. I'm like, I don't have that kind of communication or that relationship with my body yet, you know? And it's like, but I'm seeing the value of it, you know? You talking about it is showing me the value of that, and it's like, oh my goodness, I'm not judging myself for that, but it's like, oh my goodness, I'm gonna change that now. You know, I'm gonna start, you know, communicating differently with my body as well. So thank you.
And you know, don't feel bad, because almost nobody does have that relationship, because everything outside of us, especially not only, but especially if you were born in a female body, everything outside of us is teaching us that there's so much wrong. There's so many places we don't measure up. There's so much fear. In fact, you know, we have entire months dedicated to diseases we could potentially get in our body. And we spend the month celebrating diseases we could potentially get in our body. And so it's, but we also then spend the month celebrating people who have moved through that healing process. So there's a lot of mixed messages that we get about our bodies. Mm-hmm. And it's really about changing the patterning of those messages, changing them as they go in, and changing the dialogue. And when we can change that dialogue internally, then the dialogue externally starts to change as well. What we decide to take in, what affects our energy field, starts to change. And we become stronger, we become more empowered, and we become more resilient. So I love this. And it doesn't have to be any great big huge thing. Like for me, this has been a labor of love for like 20 years. Like I didn't just get to the point where I wake up in the morning and I have this routine of self-care and I eat a certain way. Those were all very gradual things. And they all started from a place of, I have to heal. Like, if I don't heal, I am going to exit this planet. Like, I have to heal. And it was desperation that started it, but it was little tiny changes that led to a whole different way of living and being. So anyone can do it. If I can do it, anyone can do it.
And I love that, because, you know, it is about, if you're not going to take care of your body, if you're not going to have that relationship with your body, you know, is that an exit strategy? I don't want to talk about that because that's not what we're talking about here, but is that an exit strategy, really, you know?
Yeah. And it can be. But for me, it was going to be an exit strategy with, it wasn't a choice, you know, it was just going to be an exit strategy that maybe wasn't a strategy. So I was like, oh no, something has to change. When I sat down and I said, something has to change, that opened up doors that I didn't expect. You know, the healer I was working with, first of all, just going for a healing session was like, whoa, this exists. And then she led me to a different way of eating, which led me to a physician that thought differently, which led me to, you know, choices I was making in my diet that were different, choices I was making in medications that were different. It was just a whole different way of looking at things that actually, amazingly enough, felt very natural. It felt like I was coming back to myself instead of that I was learning something new. Mm-hmm. And I guarantee you that's probably what's going to happen to everyone here is as you start making different choices or listening to your intuition, it feels as if you're coming back to yourself instead of like you're implementing something new. And yeah, I'm really excited about this time and the fact that we're all here talking about this.
Yeah. And I love that we're coming back to ourselves, right? and recognizing how wonderful we are, how powerful we are, how anything is possible for us, right? And you know, acknowledging us as beings who we're not victims, you know, per se, right? And for me, that's really important, you know, getting out of the victimhood as much as we can. I know there are some days where it's like, you know, it doesn't work, but, you know. So I want to talk a little bit about the why self-care makes us want to scream and why it's actually a radical act. What does that mean?
Yeah.
A radical okay. act of defiance.
So self-care, those words just make me, it's just like work. It's more work. It's more stuff than I need to do. I'm already doing so much to work and change. And it just feels like another job, right? When I say the word self-care. So we have to really look at the vocabulary for ourselves. Like, does the word exercise make you cringe? You know? So
yes.
when we're just using vocabulary that works against our nature, then we're not going to do those things. So mm-hmm. how do we need to reframe things, right? So if the word exercise makes you cringe, then how does the word movement feel? How does taking a walk feel? How does resetting my energy feel? Like, what is the vocabulary that works for you? And we're being inundated constantly by articles about, you know, the latest in self-care and this, and it's never the same information. It's like eggs are good for you. Eggs are bad for you. Broccoli's good for you. Broccoli's bad for you. Like mm-hmm. We lose the ability to feel what's true. So that's what I'm saying. And it's a radical act to take care of yourself in a world that is so noisy, in a world that is constantly inundating us with conflicting information from all of these sources, most of which we don't even realize, right? There's always, we're always being marketed. We're always being targeted. We're being profiled constantly. Mm-hmm. We have facial recognition cameras that allow these places to market to us, even on billboards as we pass them. So this is when we really truly care for ourselves and build up that strength and stamina from the inside, that is a radical act. And in the world the way it is today, to really nurture ourselves into standing in our sovereignty and in our personal power is a radical act of defiance, because it's exactly the opposite of what people want us to do, what the powers that be want from the community of people who are going to change the world for the better. So that's what I mean by, you know, if you're making a choice to have a soup today instead of the candy bar you were going to eat for lunch because it was right there, then guess what? You are working against the tide and you are changing the world in that one radical act because you're nurturing yourself differently.
Wow. Powerful. Thank you. I have to get my husband to listen to this and watch this later.
That's probably what most people think is my partner needs to. Yeah.
Yeah. Cause he went to the grocery store right after coming back from work. So always a big mistake, you know, going to the grocery store mm-hmm. on an empty stomach, and he brought back junk and then he proceeded to eat a lot of that junk. And he even said, oh my God, why did I eat this crap? You know, and it's like, and I went to look for something cause I had put away the groceries and I went to look for something and it's like, where is this? He could not have eaten this whole thing. And it's like, oh, well, he could have.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know, I lead a cleanse once a year. And one of the things, the first time I did the cleanse was with my physician and somebody called in, it was a group cleanse, and someone called in from wherever she was, and we're in the middle of the cleanse. So it's a 2-week thing. So we're like 7 days in mm-hmm. and she called in and she said, oh my gosh, I just ate an entire chocolate cake. What do I do? Like she just wanted an excuse to give up. And he said, you just take your supplements and you eat your dinner the way you would have if you didn't eat the cake. Like, that's it. Just forgive yourself and move on. Mm-hmm. And so what we're talking about is every, like today you ate all that stuff for lunch. Guess what? For dinner, you can make a different choice and you can start your day over at any point in time. And that's the power that we have, is we can start our day over at any time. So right. Just because you messed up at noon or you did something that didn't make you feel good at noon doesn't mean that at 12:02, you can't completely start your day over from scratch.
Yeah, exactly. I love it. Thank you. I will tell him that. It's okay, honey. Now eat something healthy. You know, eat something better.
Make a different choice.
Exactly. And so I want to talk a little before we take some questions, I want to talk a little bit about how we can best utilize angelic support for healing and just our everyday life.
Yeah, I want to talk about that as well. But first, I just want to say one quick thing about blame. Because the New Age community has this thing where we take on everything that happens to us and we know that we can create something different. So what happens for a lot of people when they get a diagnosis or when we get sick, even if it's a cold or whatever, we go to the place of, what did I do wrong? What did I do wrong? Where am I making a mistake? And so this is the difference between nurturing ourselves and blaming ourselves, right? Sometimes our body is like anything, no matter how well we care for our car, chances are someday something is going to go wrong with it, right? So we're going to need extra attention. Same with our bodies. It's just a signal. And instead of saying, what did I do wrong? Maybe we ask our bodies, okay, what is it that you need from me? What is it that we need to do together to shift some energy here? And your body will speak back to you. So it's the difference between having a loving dialogue and a blaming dialogue. Mm-hmm. So, you know, especially with a diagnosis, a lot of times if people get a pretty intense diagnosis, they go right to the place of, oh my gosh, like I've been doing this wrong for so long, and guilt. But there's so many other factors that can be a part of this. And it just is right now. So how do we move forward from here together? And it's that conversation that's going to move us through the pieces and parts of healing. So I just wanted to say that. And our angels can really help us with that, to get back to your question about, because our angels are just, they love us through everything, and we need to ask them to help us. They can't just come in and interfere with our lives. That would be like your friend just walking in your front door and putting his feet up on your coffee table and watching your TV, right? That's not the way they are. You need to invite them in, ask them to help you with things, because we have free will and they don't interfere with that. That's not in their life purpose. That's not in their capability. Unless you're about to walk out in front of a car that's going to hit you and kill you and it's not your time to die, then the angels can push you out of the way. And we all know those stories too, you know, where somebody got saved by someone and then they're gone. So we can call on our angels all the time. So for healing specifically, Archangel Raphael and Archangel Ariel, they are really into the healing process, but they're not the only ones. All of our angels can help us to clear things, but we need to ask, we need to invite them into the process. And we need to do that as often as we feel is necessary. So there was a time a few years ago where I just said, you know what, angels, I am going to forget to call on you. So this is just a call for the rest of my life. Please come in every day into everything that I do. And I still call them in when I think of it, but just in case, I covered my butt. So just asking them to be there and asking them to be part of the process. And, one thing also that recently, you know, that I do all the time, but especially recently with a family member who's going through things, I always ask Archangel Raphael to work through the doctors as well, to work through the physicians or the practitioners that are helping people to heal, whether it's for me or on behalf of somebody that I know and love. So inviting them into that process as well.
Awesome. Thank you. All right, so we have some questions and we have hands raised. Let me see. Do you want to take some questions?
Sure.
Okay, so this is from...
And I just shot myself in the eye with water, so that's on camera now for everybody. So yeah, progress, not perfection.
So this question is from PS. Connection is in and out, so I'd like to place a question if I may. Thank you. I am my happiest when I am creating by either writing or drawing. I love this time I spend with my creative side. I have wondered if I can create a prosperous career drawing or writing books, especially children's books. Are there any particular angels working with me I feel guided to create often?
Okay. So your joy is creation. So creating all of this is your joy. And the more time we can spend in our joy, the better we can serve the world. And I can say that I've worked in publishing for at least 20 years. Like, I still will go and do some work for publishers, especially children's publishers. So I can tell you firsthand that I know people who have made a prosperous living from writing children's books. And so, by the way, publishing is not prosperous at first, mm-hmm. and you may need to do other things as well. But if this is truly your passion, make sure that you put it into your calendar, right? These are the concrete actions we need to take, because otherwise everything else gets in the way. So really dedicating time to these activities, if you do need to do something else for a while to pay the bills or, you know, whatever your story is, but you can do it. And I just wanted to say, in terms of your angels, so Archangel Gabriel is always the Archangel of communication, but with you, I also feel Archangel Ariel very, very present. She steps forward because she's the Archangel who works for children and works with children. And also, what you're going to love is that there is behind them, there's a line of guardian angels of every single child that your work is going to touch. So they want you to know that they're guiding you to infuse exactly the energy for every single child your work will eventually touch. And it's like infinite, because once you publish, it can be published forever. So just really take that visual with you for the days, like Alara said, the days where you just can't seem to get there. Take that visual with you and know that the angels are lining up to assist you in this process, to allow exactly what means to be created through you to be created. So you are infinitely supported, and you are just such a creative light. So make sure that you make time for that every single day. It doesn't matter if it's 5 minutes or 3 hours, whatever you can do that day, make sure you nurture that creativity.
Awesome. Beautiful. I got goosebumps when you said that, you know, about all the guardian angels, you know, I was like, I got goosebumps, like, really? I need to be more cold, but I definitely lots of goosebumps there. So thank you for that. So get creating, continue, don't stop. So Linda had a question. I've had an unusual week and generated a lot of energy to offer healing. Could you please tell me which angels helped me the most this weekend?
What I love, Linda, is as I like feel into this, because part of the way I work with the angels is we have an agreement that I will never serve in a way that disempowers other people. So that was my staunch agreement with them, that I am not someone who is going to take power away from people. And so as you asked this question and Alara read it out loud, I heard the angel saying, she already knows. So I want to say to you, you already know. And with that, also, it feels very much, because this was a lot of healing, Archangel Ariel, again, stepping forward, really great, big, huge. Archangel Raphael feels like he's in the background as well, but Archangel Michael was overlighting this whole thing, because everything that you've moved and generated this weekend was in service to your purpose that you feel called to live. Even if it feels like it's shifting and changing, and it may be like a little bit cloudy in some areas, but this is all the energetic work that needs to be done to really push it to the next level. So that's what they're saying, but they're saying to you, you already know, because it feels like there were also guides and guardian angels working with you that you already know the names of. You've heard the sounds, you've heard the tones. So they really want you to trust your knowing about who's working with you and how that's happening. So thank you.
Can I ask one more thing, Teresa?
Yeah.
Thank you so much. That was wonderful. And I probably do know, I just don't know that I know yet. But I seem to have be of service to people just before they pass. Mm-hmm. And I get to use the oils on their feet, and it almost is like an absolution. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of like, is that part of my journey here? Is that part of what I'm supposed to be doing?
Is that part of what you're supposed to be doing?
I think so.
Yeah. No, so I can feel that in you. You just light up when you even talk about it. And when you were sharing the oils on the feet, I was brought back to Mary Magdalene anointing the feet of Master Jesus with her hair. Like, you know how she dried his feet. The story goes, she anointed his feet and then she dried them with her hair. And it feels like this is, this is ceremony to you. So to step even deeper into what you're doing and what you know is true, you are actually performing incredibly powerful ceremony as, whether it resonates for you in this lifetime or not, as a priestess, as a high priestess. So really start to step into that and allow that knowing to come in and blossom from within, because it feels like just some of the, we talked a little bit before about vocabulary. Some of the vocabulary has been preventing allowing this to just explode from within you. So you're, as you were talking, devotion and reverence, reverence was just coming up again and again, and that's just you. So just to really go there deeply and go there with your whole self. And I'm just excited to see where that leads.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Linda.
Thank you, both of you.
So we're going to go to the phone lines, phone number ending in 468. I'll go ahead and unmute you. Hello? Hi.
Hi, it's Don. Hi, thank Don. You for taking my call. Sure. I've done a session with you before, Teresa. I guess the last time I was still like working and I was in kind of a dark corporate environment. And now I'm like trying to get back to work. I'm on some disability that's paying some of my bills, but I'm in San Francisco. I still have a house in Charlotte, North Carolina. My parents are like freaked out what I'm like, because I'm trying to ascend and work on that. And they're very like Trump supporters and kind of not understanding what I'm doing. Uh-huh. So I'm wondering, can you see, like, I've got three books I'm writing. One is kind of fiction about the divine feminine emerging and the pressure on it to not emerge through so many channels. And then also the second one is kind of like a nonfiction book about my, you know, learning to move out of like the white patriarchy I was growing up into and to turn on my feminine channels and yin channels for my writing. And then the third one I'm doing is an Enneagram book with somebody. Mm-hmm. Can you feel like what angel I need to call on, and is there something holding me back that I need to getting my money flowing again?
Awesome. First of all, I kind of want to make a t-shirt of what you said that said, my parents are freaked out because I'm trying to ascend. Like, I need that t-shirt. I love
okay,
that.
Okay, we'll share the royalties.
That is amazing. Yeah. I just wanted to shout that out because it was awesome. There are a couple things coming forward. So first of all, when you were talking about the books you're writing, like, pay attention to where your passion is, because, you know, you were like, oh, I'm writing this book and roses and flowers, and I'm writing this book and all this beautiful energy, and I'm writing an Enneagram book, right? So that one feels like the one you feel like might pay the bills more, because it's stuff that's kind of a little bit more already established. So just pay attention to where your passion is and where your creativity wants to be at any moment. So that's like the first thing. There's also a limiting belief that is coming forward. And this comes forward for a lot of us, because in our childhood, a lot of the times, the only way that we got nurtured as sensitive kids, the way we truly needed to be nurtured was to be sick, was to have something going wrong with us. So you're out on disability now, and you're able to do your creative work and live in your creative genius because you're on this disability. So this is an invitation. Archangel Raphael is really asking, and this isn't something that you're living in, but it is something ingrained in you from past experience and through the genetic line, actually. So Archangel Raphael is asking, are you okay with him working in your DNA to release any patterning about needing to be sick in any way in order to get the support and attention that you need. Don, is that okay with you?
Yeah, totally.
Great. Great. And that goes for a lot of us. So anyone who's open to that, just say yes, and Raphael will work with you with that too. And so that feels like something that could potentially kind of squash your flow and your creativity. Because if we're functioning from a place where there's any sort of belief in our system that we need to be sick or not functioning to our full potential in some way in order to receive support the way we need it, then we will not be able to ever shine in our full potential. So that feels like it goes full circle with your question. And if this is important from your guardian angels, if you ever do choose to go back into a corporate environment, your focus needs to remember, because it's easy when you're out to remember that this is what my creativity is. This is where my heart sings. But when you go back in, you still need to put that as number one and have corporate be number two. And so every day that would be work to really keep your focus there. But just, they want you to know if that does ever happen, that they're there to assist you through that. And in terms of writing, Archangel Gabriel,
I wanted to assist me not to go back, that I could make my money, because I think I have the gifts. And I mean, I want to work on these, helping corporations become more conscious, but I don't necessarily want to go back into one. Good. To do that. I would rather do it from outside. So I guess I'm asking for that assistance. Does that make sense?
Yeah, this is great. Archangel Gabriel. Archangel Gabriel is the Archangel of Communication. This is the time for you to be inspired by how can I create this? Like, I feel called to this. How can I create it in a way that is feasible and scalable over time? And you're actually the second person that I've spoken with today that has this vision. So this is something not only that people are waking up to in terms of wanting to create it, this is something that corporations are putting out the energy of, please, we need a solution here, please. So you're being activated into the solution. So your clients are already out there. It's just a matter of really moving into the energy of, this is what I want to create. So get really clear on what you want to create. Please get really clear on the income that you want to have weekly and monthly. Put that out to the angels. We avoid the money conversation so many times with each other and with the angels. So please put that out. Let them know what you would need to live and create this miracle work that you want to create. Okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Awesome. Thank you, Don. And that, all right. Those were all great messages for everybody else too. So please, if your question doesn't get asked, please listen to all of the messages, because they're for everybody, not just whoever's asking, right?
Absolutely. I have to ask a question. I am looking at Rev Randy's video. What am I looking at? I need to know. I need to know what that is that your camera is on. Anyway, please type it. Type it in so I can find out. I'm infinitely curious.
So this is the first time that you've been on a call with Reverend Randy?
Well, the first time I've seen this, what is it?
Hello. Go ahead, Randy.
It's a lot to type.
It's a what?
Hi. You're wonderful, both of you. Shefali especially. whatever guest you bring through. It's that last reading, that served so many. Getting into releasing our DNA level. Wow. Okay. My video is pointed at my negative ion generator that I am zapping my shungite water with. If you look at the Kangen machine, it's like 3,000 just for water filter. But that's two of the things it does. Purification. So
cool.
I worked on my shungite water for 3 years. And one of the things that it adds to it is the negative ion generator. So that's what I'm actually doing. And the profundity and beauty of it is simply obvious. You can see it's alive. I'll touch it too.
Nice.
It's like the eye of a storm from years ago, a toy.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a negative ion generator, like waterfalls, like when you go to Niagara Falls, everything feels good except for like a little collective conscious because there's so much gambling and policy and stuff.
But awesome. Thank you, Randy. I always wondered too what that was. So thank you.
The
thank
worst you. Is the negative ion.
Yeah.
It's about the, you know, it's about you.
So Randy, since you're on here, do you have a question for Teresa?
Yeah. My experience with FQAD.
Can you just talk a little bit louder?
Sure. Can you not use, oh yeah. I was trying to use my remote mic. I thought I had it plugged in. I am learning to heal FQAD, which is DNA damage from taking Levaquin and Cipro, fluoroquinolones. We're all exposed to it. If you study FQAD, you'll see. If you follow it far enough, you'll see we're all GMO already because of how fluoroquinolones affect our DNA, and it's been so much of it's been given to our livestock. There's just no getting around it. It's a fact. So I'm learning to heal my DNA from what happens with quinolones. They affect the DNA so the cells won't function right and won't reproduce right, mm-hmm. trying to eliminate whatever they're dealing with as an antibiotic. But in my case, I'm one of the hundreds of thousands of people, including 3,000 dead, flat out, just from taking quinolones, I'm learning how to heal this. So what can you do for my DNA on that? I love you.
I love that question. So the angels have really been coming in and working on the epigenetic level, on the DNA level with people. So this does feel like it will go over a little bit of time because you have so much awareness about this already. There are a lot of thought forms around this that you're already, what they're showing me is your thought forms of wanting to heal this are sort of wrapped around strands of DNA. So you're healing the DNA with your thoughts. So what the angels are asking is if you are open, so I'm going to give you Archangel Raphael, Archangel Michael. So Archangel Michael will overlight all of this this session because there's other stuff at play here. And Archangel Raphael will go in and do the work, and Archangel Ariel will beam new information, new light coding into the new strands of DNA. They're actually going to be removing DNA strands and replacing them. Over the course of, they're saying 2 weeks, before you go into dream time, call on Archangel Raphael, call on Michael, call on Ariel, and any other beings of the highest light that are willing to participate in this process. Archangel Michael will again overlight the whole situation and just say, okay, I'm going to bed, I'm ready. And let them do the work during your dream time. You'll be an active participant in that respect, but you'll also kind of be out of the way in other respects, you know, because as humans, like that's what we do. We get in our own way sometimes. So is that okay with you? Does that sound like a deal?
Yes. Thank you.
Awesome. Awesome. And then what they're showing me is these new DNA strands will be resonating at a frequency like a tuning fork. Because of your intention to help the world heal around this, if there are people, which everyone's affected, that you're walking past, your DNA will be sending out a vibration, like a tuning fork frequency, that then their DNA will be able to start vibrating at that frequency over time, slowly over time. So you're actually going to be a tuning fork for these structural changes on behalf of the rest of humanity. Does that sound like an okay job for you?
I know a lot about assimilation, and yes.
Awesome.
Thank you, Randy, for your Reverend Randy, for your dedication.
Awesome. Thank you, Randy.
It's been a long journey, and I'm still on it. I was at a point a year ago where I was like, take me and make me whole, and I've gotten past that now. I believe I can survive, and yet, you know, just to get up to get to the bathroom is struggle.
Mm.
So here I am, and thank you for your consideration always.
Mm.
Peace be with you.
Thank you, Randy. So don't forget to do what Teresa said, okay?
And absolutely invoke Raphael.
Yeah,
exactly. You got this, Randy.
Awesome. Thank you. All right, so where were we? Let me go back and see where we were.
I did see I did see a question from Melissa that like they keep drawing me there. So is it okay if I go there about muscle weakness and exhaustion? So they're showing me muscle testing, and it feels like there's something in your environment that your body is having a reaction to. So I'm not sure what your diet is like, you know, what your food intake is like. So I don't know if you ingest gluten or dairy or soy. Those are some of the really big ones, or corn. But it feels like there's something that you're bringing into your body that is causing weakness from the inside. So I would start, if you do eat gluten now, I would start eliminating gluten for 7 days just to see what happens. And then on day 8, bring it back in. So if you do already eliminate gluten, then look at the rest of the allergens and do that. It feels like there's definitely something that you're bringing into your body that is causing it weakness, is causing it to start the day weak and then just get weaker as time goes on. And there's a reason why you love that message about creativity. It's because your creativity is completely knocking at your door. So there's a couple of things around that for you. The first is that keeping ourselves weak prevents us from stepping into our greatness. So there's a little bit of healing about that. Like, whatever it is, there's something that keeps tripping you so that you don't have to step into, in this case, your creativity. And that looks different to everyone. Each of us has infinite creative potential. And the fact that you're resonating with that message is because that's what's knocking for you too. So start off by planning 5 minutes in your schedule to just be creative. Just sit there and with a pen and paper and allow what comes, or put on a music, put on whatever your favorite song is for 2 minutes and let your body move the way it wants, whatever creativity calls to you in that day. So that feels really important, but definitely pay attention to your body, what messages she's giving you about your environment, because there's definitely something there that's creating the weakness.
Awesome. Thank you. So, Melissa, let us know how that resonates with you. So there was a quick message from Marga. I love this question because it's like, so many of us have this. She said, I can't tell if it's me that wants to eat chocolate or it's actually my body.
All the chocolate. I love chocolate. So you're talking to the right person. So it depends on how much chocolate we're talking about here and what the situation is. So very often, to tell what's a craving and what's your body actually asking for, is the craving will come from the mind, and the ask from your body will come from the body. So, you know, if it's your mind that keeps obsessing, then that's your mind and that's a craving. If your body actually needs something, you'll actually feel a pull to it. If you're passing it in the supermarket, you'll feel pulled to it if you didn't see it. So that's kind of how you tell. And, you know, are we eating a whole chocolate bar or are we eating a little square? You know, because the other thing, dark chocolate has some really necessary nutrients in it that we don't often get. So there may actually, especially depending on our hormone cycle, there's a reason why we crave dark chocolate before menstruation. It's because it has magnesium. That's why, you know, so it could be an actual craving for a mineral as well. So it's just like, is it an answer to an emotional stimulus? Is it my mind or my body? And how much of it am I eating? Can I be satisfied with a little bit, or do I need to eat like a bar and a half? So I'll just give you a quick example. I was at a convention this weekend and I knew my energy was tapped out, and they gave out like the organic peanut butter cups. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I am not ashamed that I will eat both of these right now, and I will feel good doing it because I know that I need to provide my emotional body with something. And so I did that from a place of empowerment, and I listened to all the ladies around me talking about guilt from it, and I was like, they were damn good. I don't feel bad at all. So you know, it really depends on where you are before you take the action.
Absolutely. Yeah. Thank you for that, Marga. And then I was going to, there's a question from a phone number ending in 255. I'm going to go ahead and unmute you, 255, since you have your hand raised as well. Oh, hold on. I can't unmute you. So can you unmute yourself? Sometimes that happens.
Yeah.
So phone number ending in 255, can you unmute yourself?
We had a community call earlier in my community today and everybody was having mute problems. So this is just, it's a thing.
Yeah. So if not, I'll go ahead and ask the question. So the question that phone number ending in 255 had is, I don't even know if it's a woman or a man. So I had a car accident and died, but came back and didn't see anything. What was the reason I came back for and didn't simply stay dead? And is there any messages for me on why I came back to life? Sorry, did I actually have an experience while I died? Is also the question.
Yeah. Okay. So what I love is, I love this question because I've heard it before and it's like, you came back because you weren't done. Like you didn't accomplish everything that your soul wanted to accomplish and that your Akashic record talked about before you got here. So that's why you came back. And one of my favorite stories is I had an uncle who had, I can't even tell you how many heart attacks and strokes from the time he was 32 on till the time he died. And he died like 5 times. And one day he just sat down. He's like, I don't know what I'm doing wrong. They keep sending me back. Like he would go to the light and they would be like, nope, go home, you know, like, and he, it became a joke. It was like, oh, they sent you back again, huh? You know? So that's ultimately what it is. Now, in order to find that, like, that's something that you need to go within and what gives you passion, what brings you joy, what feels like it punches you in the gut. Those are all the ways that you can find a path to why you came back. I can tell you for a fact that this world sorely needs you right now. We need you to be exactly where you are. We need you to hold your light and we need you to bring back the gifts that you brought back. Like something, I guarantee you, something was awakened within you that wasn't awake before. And it's just a matter of discovering what that is because it just happens. Like it just happens. So just know that that's the case. That's why you're back here and we do need you. I'm just kind of checking in with your angels. Yeah. Yeah. And they're basically saying you already know, like, you know this, but definitely call on Archangel Michael to spend some time with you in your quiet time, in your contemplative time. And it feels like that relationship kind of forges a path for you in terms of answering the why questions and really opening up your purpose. He's really good about that. And he's a little bit of a butt kicker. So get ready. Awesome. And he's also very warm, by the way. We've been talking about body temperature. He's really, really warm. So I always play the game like menopause or Michael, you know, which one is it? So
oh, I love that. I am warmer now. So just so you know, so thank goodness. Good. So yeah, menopause or Michael. I think for me, I mean, Archangel Michael is always around with me as well. He's one of my main angels, main guides. So it's, you know, yeah, that's what it is. All right. So we're going to take some more questions in just a minute, but I wanted to take a moment and talk about the special offer that we have, that you have for us. So for those of you who are on the special, on the live page, just click on special offer. You might have to refresh. And for those of you who are not, you can go to alara.at/show/Teresa10. And I'm going to screen share. I think.
Oh, goody, goody.
Yeah. Okay. So, all right. So this special offer includes a live group angelic support session, a recorded body elemental workshop, and a recorded living with an open heart in a world gone mad. Two audio package. So get energized through the shifts, and we are all shifting, right? We are all shifting. So, Teresa, can you talk a little bit about this?
Yes. So, I actually am feeling called to lead with the body elemental situation. We talked a little bit about body elemental before, but basically your body elemental incarnated with you to help you to move through everything you needed to navigate in this lifetime. It actually took on the same work that you did so that you would be supported. And most of us don't even have a relationship with our body elemental. And so this audio connects you to your personal body elemental. So you begin to work with your physical structure, with all the layers of your body, physical, mental, emotional, spiritual, through the framework of partnership instead of doing it all by yourself. So this kind of completely reframes and changes the game in the ways that we've been talking about on this call. So I love this audio and I love the results that people start getting when they partner with their body elemental instead of feeling like we have to do all this stuff alone. Mm-hmm. So that's really important. And then the group call. The group call, the angelic support sessions are the latest thing that has been added to my work, and the angels are always shifting and moving the work forward as we evolve. And so now they've said we've had such great response and great things happening for people in these one-on-one sessions. It's time for us to come together as a group so that we can heal collectively as well as individually. So this particular session, these sessions are actually going to be going out on the road live sometime soon. And so this will be a phone session where we're going to play with this energy and we're going to clear what we all come with together as a collective. We work in clearing and healing the best when we are doing it in conjunction with other people, when we're all clearing the same thing, because we start to ride a wave of energy. So if any of you do yoga, it's kind of the same as going to a yoga class where if you're home on your mat, you can't get into this particular posture, but as soon as you're in the collective energy of a group, all of a sudden, boom, your body's in the posture that you never could get to on your own. So that's what happens when we come together for the purposes of healing and support collectively, is that we can get deeper into our healing, into moving energy than we could have ever done alone. When we're with like-minded community, just like this, the angels will heal us in this field of unconditional love, and they will allow, they'll read for us, and then they'll offer healing energy, and they will also offer individual healings if time permits. So this is really exciting about what they're creating and how it's changing and evolving. And then the last part, the living with an open heart in a world gone mad. This is a series that we did that was recorded. And this world is completely full of judgment right now, right? We're judging everybody all the time. Even in the spiritual community, there's a lot of judgment about how people are showing up, and we're focusing on our differences. And the good part about that is we're celebrating our differences, but we're so hyper-focused on differences that we've become very fragmented. We're not all working to the same end goal anymore because we're off in so many different fragmented places. So how do we transcend the judgment? How do we really stay rooted in love when the whole world is telling us, even as a spiritual community, that we need to fragment and fractalize? And what does it look like? How can we, like we talked about today on this call, how can we become more sovereign so that all of this energy of what is being sent to us, beamed to us, and told to us that we should show up in a different way, how can we just kind of let that bounce right off of us and not affect us because we're that strong from the inside, individually and as a community? How can we be more sovereign? So that's really, this is a very timely two-part series about the world as it is right in this moment, and how can we move through it and make the changes we know we're here to make, even when we may be living with people who have polar opposite views to us. How do we do that with love and compassion?
Awesome. And that's a good point you just mentioned. So about, you know, living with people who don't think the way we do, don't operate the way we do, but we still live with them, right? We're not going to leave them. And, you know, that does require a lot more compassion and understanding on both parts. So all of this is available for $97. So please do take a look at it. I like I said before, you know, I love the part about the body elemental. I just absolutely love that. That was a new concept for me when you first talked about it. And I was like, oh my goodness. I just love that. And then of course, you know, the group call and the group process, we know that more happens collectively in a group than by ourselves. We know that. It's like there's other energy shows up that does, you know, amplifies and expands everything else, you know, so it's really, really helpful. So thank you. Thank you so much for that.
And if, as the work shifts and evolves, if you could just hear the dialogue that I have with the angels, they're like, oh, we're going to shift this now. We're going to do this. And I'm like, nah, I don't know. And so we like sit down at the bargaining table and we figure out how it's going to work. So it's so funny because I'll be sitting at a table seemingly by myself and my husband will be like, board meeting, you know? Yep.
Oh, I love that. That's so funny. Oh, wow. So we're going to take a few more questions.
Cool.
So I think Maria has had her hand raised for a little while. So Maria, I'm going to go ahead and unmute you.
Yes.
Hello. Hi.
How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm good. My question is the same, I think, but this is so interesting what you just presented, because that's one of my passions is the body and also nutrition and living well-being. My question is right now, if the angels have any guidance as to, I guess, my purpose, my job, I want to call it a work. I feel very called right now to do something new, something different, but what area? And I know it's dance and movement and all of that, but also with I'm feeling a high sense to be a part of a community, to bring forth something through community. I don't know if it makes any sense, but I'm looking for work, financial support to do this. And that's where I'm drawing a block. And I know it all has to do with receiving, but I've done so much work with that, like Alara suggests, just to rest. But I've been resting now, and it's like I got a family to support and things of that nature that keeps pulling on my heart. But if there's any guidance in my angels, I know I'm surrounded by them, and I'm just there waiting to see what the next right action is to take at this point.
Amazing. Okay, so yeah. The best part about this question is that you answered it, and I don't have to do any work. So, so from now on, your job is going to be called your job.
Okay.
Okay. So we are in no way going to confuse that with your work with a capital W. Okay. So we're already going to shift the distinction there. Your passion, you told us all that your passion is the body, your passion is nutrition, your passion is movement, your passion is really connecting with that. And not only that, connecting community. So there's your answer. Like, what am I here to do? There you go. You answered your own question. Now the question becomes how. And what we do a lot of times when we start to think how is we shrink down really small. We're like, we have these financial responsibilities. We have to figure out a way to get it to this perfect package so that we can make money right away. Okay, which is logical. But where you're at is realizing this is your passion and really saying, whoa, I want to serve the world because this is so amazing. You're actually in the infinite potential of creation. You can create anything. I was at this convention this weekend with a woman who spins her own yarn, right? This is what she does. And she created a group program online for people who want to spin their own yarns that they love, right? Her first launch, she signed up 86 people. There are 86 people in the world who were looking for that, right? When is the last time you had a conversation with somebody who didn't want to know more about taking care of their bodies, nutrition, exercise? How could they lose weight? How could they gain weight? Everyone is looking for a better relationship with their body. You can create anything you want and people will be looking for it. So now it's just a matter of giving yourself a timeline. Okay, when do I want to be out of my job? And then start looking for practical action steps to actually map out that timeline of this is what I'm going to do to get myself closer to there. And really invest, if you're going to want to do this seriously, really invest in getting the help that you need to create it. If you need a coach, if you need business advice, whatever it is, really invest in that so that you can create something and stick to your deadline, whatever you choose for that to be.
Okay. That sounds wonderful. Great. Yeah. Awesome. Thank you.
Yeah, and just keep calling on your angelic team. Keep bringing them in, your guardian angels. And the same with the author we were talking to before. There's a line of guardian angels for the people that you are here to serve that are waiting. So call on their guardian angels as well to help inspire you to what needs to be created.
Okay.
Okay?
Yes, thank you.
Awesome, Maria. Awesome.
Thank you, Maria. Mm-hmm.
Take care.
All right, so we're going to just take a few more questions. 1 second. Joanne has had her hand raised for a while, too. Joanne, I'm going to go ahead and unmute you. Hello?
Hi.
Hi, Joanne.
Hi. I've worked with Teresa. We never got to see each other in person, so hi.
Here we are.
Yay. But we worked on the phone together. I love the idea of the J-O-B and work. The difference in that. That's the mind definitely needs to make that shift. I quit my job back in November, December, yeah, but now I have to earn money. And so I go between doing the job job or creating something new. And I agree with you. I think that there's an opportunity for both. So just wondering what the angels might be coming through for me if there's some. Because I almost feel like there's too, sometimes I get to the place where there's too many options. Do you know what I mean?
Right. Part of what happens to a lot of us in this position is black and white thinking. Like I have to do this or this, when this is truly a both and experience. The thing that stops most light workers from living their purpose is the fact that, we need to make money, right? So when finances pressure the work with the capital W, then we start to choke it because we feel less open to being in that creative space where we could create anything because we're like, we have to create something that sells because I have 1 month left till I can't pay my bills anymore, right? You know? So when we are able to supplement, when we're in creation mode, when we're able to supplement income from somewhere else, you know, and have that coming in so that we can spend the time being creative. That's the best case scenario. So for you, whatever that looks like, it feels like it would loosen up a lot of that. And you definitely have like all this stuff that you could be, but what if you were exiting this planet tomorrow, right? And let's 5 minutes from now, if you were exiting this planet and your guardian angel came to you and said, you know what? What are you most proud of in this lifetime? What would you like to be able to say?
I'd probably say my children.
Good. Good. So.
Yeah. But then I've also worked with children, like hundreds and thousands of children, you know, in the field of speech pathology. Mm-hmm. So, but I would, my initial would be my children.
Amazing. Amazing. So is what you're feeling called to create related to children in any way?
So it's interesting because what I'm trying to do is figure out if I can marry what I've been doing as my JOB, which is, you know, evaluating children to understand more about what their language deficits and needs are so they can have better self-esteem, be more successful. And then today I was really all lit up after I talked to a parent, you know, because just trying to get a parent to understand who their kid is, how they function, help them advocate for their child. That was definitely getting me very excited. Mm-hmm. So I don't know, you know, so yeah, I mean, I know working with kids is part of what I have always been good at and gravitate to, but I also like working with their parents.
Amazing. And honestly, doing this work, it's not one or the other. It's a both end. You have to work with the kids and the parents because the parents have to reinforce what the kids are learning. And the one thing I did hear you say that I'm just going to offer in terms of the energy, because you are such a bright light, when you talk about helping people see their deficits, it sort of does this a little bit. What if you also helped kids to see their strengths in terms of speech? Yeah. So really working from that place of helping kids to learn how their communication is superb and then helping them to kind of get the rest of it up to where it might need to be. So leading with that for children is really important, because they're always in the school system being taught how they don't measure up instead of where they excel. So, and that's changing, thank goodness. But it does feel like you have infinite potential, but keeping your North Star. So your North Star is what is your passion? What you just told me, you feel called to marry these things. That's your North Star. Why do you want to do it? Like, what is the feeling you want to create in families? Right. Mm-hmm. And so that, whatever your big why is, your North Star stays as your focus, and everything else then will show the path. And if you start to get an idea that doesn't lead back to that North Star, then it goes in a notebook for future time, right? So this is what I'm creating. This is why. And if I need to supplement my income, great. I'll find a job. Does that make sense?
Yes.
It feels really important. This work that's being birthed through you feels really, really important. And it feels divinely supported. So definitely be calling on Gabriel and Ariel to help you with this.
Okay.
Thank you, Joanne. That was awesome.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Joanne. Awesome. We're going to go to Bianca. Bianca, you want to unmute yourself?
Hi there.
Bianca.
I just wanted, what I wrote down is I just wanted confirmation for, there's a lot of things coming on, and like my work and things like that, and I've got my energy work coming on. And I wanted confirmation, I guess, for that, you know, I'd be able to balance my life and that my financials are going to get better than what they were.
Great. I really feel everything that you need and want pressing against your aura. It's like right here, your angels are holding it for you. So the thing that I'm guided to is to ask you, can you say the word money?
Money.
Good. Can you say the word money again?
Money.
Money. Say it again.
Money.
Great. Awesome. And so did that anywhere in your system make you uncomfortable at all?
Yeah, here, right? Yeah. On the near the heart space, it was tight, and it got a little less tight, little less tight, little less tight.
Okay, but that's the thing. For so many light workers, we're very uncomfortable with the word money. And so we say things like abundance and financials and all the things, right? And what we really want is money, right? We want to be like doing this so that we can spread the wealth and share with other people as well. So this feels like your work, Bianca, is really getting comfortable with saying the word money. And there's a process that I love, and this is from Emmanuel Dagger's book, actually, where you hold money in your hand. So it could be a credit card or your wallet or actual cash. You hold it in your hand and you place it on your heart, and you have a conversation with money. And you talk about the ways that you feel you need to forgive money, right? Because we've all learned things like money is the root of all evil. And if you have a lot of money, you become power hungry, and whatever that is, like the ways you need to forgive money. And then you ask money how you have hurt it and how it wants you to treat it going forward. And you have that dialogue. And there is such a clearing. It's like sitting down with a friend and really having a deep conversation about how have I hurt you and how can I do better? And you'll be very surprised what your money tells you. And it just becomes a relationship that has, it becomes truly an energetic relationship and a reciprocal relationship where flow is working in both ways. And so for example, the first time I did this exercise, I had money that was just sitting stagnant, and money likes to flow. And my money said to me, you're holding me back. And I was like, oh crap. So that was a whole shift in our relationship. And this feels really important to, and it feels like something you can completely do in the next week. Yeah. It really doesn't feel like you have a lot of stuff around this, but there's a collective thing too about the word. So really practice saying it, say it with a smile, say it till you don't feel that tightness anymore, and then have the dialogue and see what happens.
I had a hard time writing "I love money and money loves me," and when you were mentioning this, I got kind of emotional. I was like, "Oh, okay, there is something there."
See? And we all have it. We all have it. And money does love you, and it wants you to be able to flow the way it wants to flow, and vice versa. So really spend that time working on this relationship. It's a relationship. Yeah. And healing all the stuff that's between the two of you. And then what will happen is there will be nothing attached. There'll be no attachment, and you can all just move together and create amazing things in the world.
Yeah, because I've been getting focused on, you know, I can use money to do all these projects and make stuff better in the world. But at the same time, I never want to be owned by anything. And it's that ownership, and it's that money kind of ties you in to, you know, you owe someone. There's that change. So that's part of my healing, I'm thinking.
Yeah, I think this is going to be a really good process for you. It's
that's a neat exercise. I really love it.
It is a really good exercise. And don't be surprised, because you're a healer, that people are going to come to you with the same issues. So you'll be able to help them clear them in the energy. Yeah.
And I just want to add something really quick, Bianca. You know, the process that we did on earlier on our call.
Yes.
It was about relationships, right?
Yep. So that knocked me out for another hour, by the way.
Okay, so do the process again, and this time, you know, allow yourself to bring up this relationship with money, right? And see how that shifted too, okay?
Okay. Because I after we did the meditation, I was called to go and sit down and be by myself in my heart again. And I thought, okay, I'm giving you 15 minutes. So I sat down on my sofa. An hour later, I'm still out. I'm still meditating. That was great. It was a really powerful call. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thank you.
Love it.
I love it.
Thank you for the exercise.
Yeah, I was just going to say, this exercise is not just for Bianca, right? It's for anybody who, you know, is challenged with your relationship with money, for example.
Yeah, okay? And there's definitely a challenge. It took me a year to be able to carry any amount of money, like $100 in my purse, and not feel like somebody was going to take it. Yeah, that's another one.
Do you have a comment about that, Teresa? I feel like you want to say something about that.
Oh, there's some past life stuff for you around that, around having, it's ownership, owing, and being stolen from. So there's definitely some past life stuff around that you know how to heal. But now that the awareness is there, you can actually work with it. So just really resting into the fact that this is a different lifetime and releasing those stories.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Awesome. Thank you. All right, so there was a question, an interesting question from, where is that? Hold on, Karen, I'll get to you though. Nikki. And so Nikki says, I've never been into drinking, but since my father-in-law passed, I've been drinking so much wine and sometimes champagne. I feel like a feeling of celebration with that. Is that possible that I have his energy? But he was a vodka drinker, not me.
Okay, so this is a great question, and I'm laughing because there was one time I came back from a funeral home and my cat was like losing its mind, like running all over the house as if it was chasing something. And so I was talking to a friend, and we started talking about how spirits can come back with you from things. So there's a process in some of the Eastern religions where you come back from a funeral and walk backwards through the door. So you're staring whoever followed you in the face, letting them know they're not welcomed into your space. And it does feel like you have a little energy. It doesn't necessarily feel like of your father-in-law, but it feels like through his passing, you were exposed to spirits that may have kind of come with you. So there's a little bit here around emotional stuff and ingesting. Like we talked a little bit before about how do I know if it's me wanting the chocolate or you know, my body. It definitely feels like there's a little emotional stuff causing the need for the alcohol as well. So really be open to looking at that, but do that exercise. So go to your front door, open it, and go outside, right? And take the spirits with you. And when you start to come back in backwards and look them in the face and say, you go with blessings, you are not welcome in my house anymore. And that's it. And let them go. So you'll know right away. Wow. You'll know right away.
I love it. I got goosebumps on that one too. It's like, oh wow. So definitely try that. Let us know how that goes for you, Nikki. All right. So there was a question. I just want to take one more, maybe another one from Maria in a second. But Karen. Karen was on a show last week. I forget who the guest was. I'm so sorry. I have such a bad memory. But she was, here, and she was told that her gift is feeling other people's pain, and she thinks transmuted, though she was told to go within to get the specifics of the gift. Can you please tell me how to transform other people's pain, as I think I may already have some of other people's pain already? I have chronic pain and have done much healing for that. I don't think that's exactly what the person meant, Karen, but we'll see what Teresa has to say.
Yeah. So I love when people are like, you have the gift of taking other people's pain, you know, it's like, great. Hooray. If that's mm-hmm. a gift, what isn't? So that is actually a thing. And a lot of us are empathetic and a lot of us do this to a degree. So those of us who have had many lifetimes as healers, this is the way we used to do it. We used to actually take everyone's pain into our own body and transmute it from within. Right? Mm-hmm. That's the way it was done in the past, because that the energy of the earth was so dense that that's the way it had to be done. We are not in that paradigm anymore. So can I say that again? We are not in that paradigm anymore. So we don't have to do it this way.
I just want to say really quickly, I used to do that myself, right? And I got to the point where I was like, no, I'm not doing this anymore. You know, so I can be kind and gentle and empathic and all that wonderful stuff, but I'm not taking on other people's stuff to heal it anymore. And I find sometimes I still do for my mom, but you know, it's like, no, that's not my job anymore. You know, like, no.
Yeah. So welcome to that turning point. And so this is really important, because you don't have to do it that way. So, I don't know if you're Reiki attuned, but learning something like that can actually open up your chakras, open up your hand chakras and stuff, so that the energy will be flowing differently from you. You can also all you have to do is set an energetic boundary, just like Alara just said. I am not doing it this way anymore. Period. End of story. That is it. That is my boundary. And then say how you are willing to do it. If you are willing to step into the role as a healer, I am willing to do it, and these are my parameters, mm-hmm. right? So that's, the universe listens. It's not just we're stuck doing it. We can set boundaries, just like I talked about before, where I said, I'm not doing any of this work if it disempowers people. I'm not doing it. Yeah. And so we sat down and figured out how it could look. So for you, knowing that you don't have to take it in is the first thing, because you will not take it in anymore once you know that. And then call on your angels also for protection. Call on them to surround you in protection. Call on them to surround everyone that you come into contact with. And then ask them to intervene and help to guide you on how you can best help somebody. And it's not always some great big huge thing. Sometimes it's a hug. And wouldn't it be great to give someone a hug and not take on their stuff? How amazing would that be?
So, yep.
So I Absolutely. Hope that helps, and feel free to reach out if there's, you know, if you're still feeling really depleted after this.
Yeah. And so, Karen, I just remembered something too. So email me again. I know you already emailed me. Email me again, and I will send you, I did a process a couple of months ago. I forget when, on boundaries and protection, something like that. I forget what it is, but I will send it to you, but just email me again, okay? And then listen to it. Don't just like download it onto your computer and then that's it. Listen to it, you know? All right, so. Neo. All right, Maria, you had another quick question? I'll unmute you, hold on, go ahead.
Just again, hi, what you just said earlier about, spirits, anyway, that resonated a lot. But before that, you when we were talking, for some reason, my heart got really tight when you said, come out, like my work. So again, I know I've been doing a lot of clearing, and I, like Alara just said, that's it, enough already, and I'm done with that part. And for some reason, I got really tight around my heart. And I had a an image this morning that popped in right in when I woke up, and I know at night we do a lot of healing, but I saw a woman like right in front of me, and she was almost like bent over on a bed or something. And I just wondered if is that the reason why I don't step forward? If you could read into that because I know that, you know, the quality of talents that I have, but it's just like nothing comes towards me as to collaborate or anything of that sort. And I'm really wondering what else is there? What else could there possibly be at this point?
Okay. So this is so much richness in this question, Maria. So first of all, when you came back on screen, I was seeing you definitely have a Native American medicine woman energy that is yours. Like that's you, right? It's working with you and so infused into you that it all the wisdom is there and is yours. And it does feel like in that lifetime, there was a little bit of trauma where you were this revered medicine woman and then there was a betrayal. And so when you said your heart, that's kind of what it felt like. It felt like, oh my gosh, betrayal, if I'm fully out there in all of my glory in terms of what I can do with people and help them heal in their bodies. So that's the first piece I wanted to share with you. And there was more in regard to your question, but now it's like completely gone because this energy is so strong, this Native American medicine woman energy.
Oh, you know how to, go ahead, please.
Go ahead, what were you going
to
say?
No, how to heal her, because I've danced her out. I've danced and moved and chanted and done everything I could. Even today I was out in the woods just so I could be still with her. And it comes out and then I feel I'm done with it, but then...
It's not about getting it out. It's about integrating those pieces of yourself, integrating that wisdom. Like she's not going anywhere. you're integrating that aspect of yourself and letting it in this lifetime, because that all that wisdom is yours. And oh my gosh, it's gone again. It just came back and then it left. So obviously this is not this. You asked about collaborations and nothing coming your way. First of all, if you're blocking that aspect of yourself, that's, you know, when we block one thing, we're blocking everything. That's what the angels tell me all the time, and it's so annoying. And then the other piece is nothing is just going to come to us. There can be attraction. We work as magnets, absolutely, but we always need to take an action. And if you're not willing to stand out there and say, hey, I do really cool stuff with movement and nutrition,
I've done all that. That's why I'm asking, because I don't want to get frustrated, because it seems like I've yeah.
So I just want to say too, just really quickly, Maria, I just want to add to that, you know, it doesn't matter how much clearing work you do, you've got to take the action. And it doesn't mean you just keep going. How badly do you want it? You keep going, you keep taking action, you keep doing something different.
But after 12 years, Alara, you'd want some kind of, I just feel like there's something more that I think I know what it is, but it's like a global aspect where we need to collaborate and how to bring that kind of a massive.
But even for that, you got to step out of the box. You got to, you know, step out of your comfort zone. You still got to do something. Go ahead, Teresa.
I love you bringing the smack down. Alara's like, you know, so it's true. And so if you feel that you need to collaborate, how can you create the collaboration? Like, that's the thing. And I was just hearing somebody speak a couple of days ago who was like, yes, I wrote a book and it went crazy on the New York Times bestseller list. And people were coming up to me and saying, how do you like that your first book went to number one on the New York Times bestseller list? And she said, it was my sixth book. Nobody knew the other five, you know? So that's the point is we have to stick to it. And there's like these mountains that we choose to climb and, you know, we want this thing. And then universe puts everything in front of us that makes us stronger as we move past one thing and the next thing and the next thing, it makes us stronger so we can get to the top of the mountain. And there is a tendency to want to give up if you don't get reactions or you don't feel something coming back for a certain amount of time. And that time is different at various places. But don't quit 5 minutes before the miracle. Don't quit. Be consistent. Keep showing up. Just keep putting things out that are you, right? Because my sense is you put stuff out and then you hide when it doesn't work. And then you put stuff out and then you hide when it doesn't work. Like, we all do that to a degree, whether it's energetic or actually go away from social media or from talking to people. Stay consistent, stay the course. And just by saying in front of all these people that you want collaborations, that starts the energy moving. Every one of these people knows other people. So energy will come back to you if you keep saying it, keep putting it out there, and definitely integrate your medicine woman, because yeah, she's got all the things, all the pieces. So that's amazing. So I'm really excited to see what happens. And it feels like 2 months, something's going to shift.
Awesome. Good. So, yeah. So, you know, and I was going to say, you know, when it comes to collaboration, it's not like, you know, I've worked with over 100 different speakers, right? During this telesummit. They didn't all come to me. I went to them, most of them. I went to them. You know, a lot of people came to me for sure, but I went to them first, a lot of them. You know, so I didn't know what I was doing when I first started, but I went to them first. I reached out first, you know, and so that's how the collaboration happened. I put myself out there. If they would say no, okay, cool. Did I feel bad at the beginning when they said no? Yes. Do I still feel bad sometimes when they say no? No. You know, not anymore, right? It's like, all right, cool, no worries, right? Actually, they hardly say no now. They just, yeah, anyways, hardly. But the thing is, keep doing it. Keep trying something different, you know, and talk to that medicine woman and say, hey, what do you want? What can we do together? How can we collaborate? Mm-hmm. Right? So, awesome. Thank you. I love that. I love when you guys ask those types of questions, even though I start to get intense, but I love it because it means you are willing to put yourself out there. You're just scared. You just want to see the results before you put that first step out. You know, you can't. You have to take that step, have faith in yourself, have faith in spirit, and keep going. And even when things don't work and you fall flat on your face, how many times have I fallen flat on my face? Come on, people. You know, it's okay. I still look beautiful. Look at me. I got a message today from somebody and she said, oh my goodness, Laura, you're aging so beautifully or something like that. It's like, thank you. Right. And it's like, yeah, I've fallen flat on my face so many times, but I'm still here.
Yeah. And I do want to just say that in addition to being scared, I also feel the frustration. I know that frustration. Like I've totally been there. So I just want to validate that that's like a real thing. You know, I don't want to downplay that, but the answer is just keep sticking to it. It's your passion. Nobody's going to fight for your passion but you. So you have a lot to say. I can feel it. And you have a different take from so much of what's out there already. So just keep being you and just keep feeling into what wants to be birthed through you.
Yeah, exactly. Awesome. Thank you. Oh my God. I know we've gone a little bit over, but it's like, I'm so glad that you did ask that question, Maria, because I think that was really important for people to hear, you know. I'm like, yeah, definitely. Just start taking action, do anything, talk to people. And if you don't know what to do, just do anything. You'll know after you do something whether you like to do that or not. Then you won't do it again, you'll do something else. You know, it's like, just keep at it, right? I know, Linda, you have a question really quickly. What do the angels have to say about your poetry? Just write it, publish it. You know, like at this point, what answer is Teresa going to say? She's going to say, if you're passionate about it, if you like to do it, do it. The angels are going to support you. Anyway, go ahead, Teresa.
No, that's right. And what they're showing me is that underneath the words that you're writing, there's all these energetic patterns and energetic frequencies and codes. So keep writing it, keep sharing it, because that's your birthing energy that the world needs.
Yeah. And they're beautiful. Oh. They're beautiful. And I love hearing your poetry. I know there's no time now because we've already gone over, but I love hearing your poetry. I love it when you share, you know, so definitely it's a gift. I don't have that gift, you know. I mean, I'll be honest, I don't have that at all. So please.
The world's worst poet right here.
So please, please, please do share.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. All right, everyone. So, oh my goodness, we talked about so many different things. It says oh my God, right? It's like, wow. And I was intense. I was cold. Now I'm hot. And I'm like on fire as well at the same time, right? So whatever it is that you want to do, you know, the angels do have your back. But you have to know what that is. You have to want it, you know, for yourself. And include your body. Say, body, can you help me out here? You know, and body, can we do this? You know, talk to your body. Your body's here to support you as well, right? Because if your body's weak, you can't do anything either, right? So you need to support your body, nourish your body, nurture your body at the same time as creating whatever it is that you're creating in the world, right? So I wanted to mention again, you know, Teresa's special offer that's available at alara.at/show /Teresa10. Please do take a look at it. Take advantage of, you know, the beautiful audios, the powerful audios, as well as the group session. You're going to just love it. I mean, I don't think Teresa was able to share as much as she wanted today on the call, but even, you know, in that group session, you know, it'll be even more powerful. I mean, today was awesome. I just like, wow.
It's always exactly perfect. I just trust the process. So I have no agenda.
Exactly. It's what people bring to the table, right? Absolutely. To the call. Yeah. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you. So do you have any last words of wisdom for us, Teresa, or do the angels have any last words of wisdom? And if they could just give us a blast of just like, I was just going to say, remember earlier on, Archangel Raphael was working on our DNA. Remember? So if you had said yes to that, continue to receive that. Okay.
Yeah. Stay really well hydrated as well. There's a couple of things. The angels definitely have your back, but you need to have your back as well. And you need to take the actions to really nourish yourself and make yourself as strong as possible from the inside out. The first thing we do when we're stepping into our purpose is sabotage ourselves in some way, eating the gluten, eating the dairy, you know, eating the chocolate, not exercising, whatever our story is, whatever our default is, we do it. We need to have our back. And The other little piece, just a little piece, is a lot of times we view the world like we're always having to work against something. Like there's always this energy coming at us we have to work against. When we can rest fully in the trust that the angels have our back and the universe has our back and we are infinitely supported, that energy goes away. And there is nothing that can't be created because we are infinitely supported, which is actually the truth. And the angels really just wanted to blast you with that before we left. And Archangel Raphael is now actually bringing in some energy of just, there was a lot of work done here today. So he's bringing in some energy to kind of calm down our systems. And he says that'll be coming, just the calming energy after the integration for the next couple of hours. So enjoy.
Beautiful. Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And thank you everybody for all of your questions. They were all over the place, but I just, you know, they were all wonderful and I just love them all. They're all different. So it's like, we all got to, you know, experience, you know, the quality of the answers. I'm going to say the quality of the answers. So you can all take something from each of the answers, from each of the messages, from all of the information today. Don't just pick one thing. I got so many ahas, you know, so many. So it was like beautiful. It was like, I just loved it. Thank you so much, Teresa.
Thank you.
Awesome. Thank you. I love having you on the show. It's so much fun.
I know. I kind of want to do this like every day or at least every week.
It's so much fun. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And thank you to the angels that were here with us, supporting us, you know, guiding us in a way for us to even share our questions, to share what is on our hearts and bring that out. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you. All right. Thank you. So thank you again, everyone. I'm so grateful for all of you. This was I'm no longer cold, so I can talk now. No problem. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Until next time, may you all continue to be blessed with an abundance of joy, peace, love, happiness, prosperity, and radiant health and some money. money. So until next time, may you continue to be blessed with an abundance of joy, peace, love, happiness, prosperity, and money, and radiant health. Sending you all much love and blessings. Obviously, you know, I have that thing too, Bianca. Bye, everyone. Bye for now. Lisa's freezing. No.